Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and very best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, todah, my dear, and shalom, saints of God. And thanks for tuning in on a very busy news night, as we have neglected any deep news dives due to our teaching of the feasts, where every minute was needed. So tonight, we want to catch up on what is prophetically important to the end times, that the listeners are more assuredly realizing we are in. Let us pray.
Baruch Hashem Adonai, bless your name, O Lord, as we honor and praise you in all things. For you bring great goodness into our lives. We embrace your word, which brings to light your loving kindness that feeds us and sustains us. Also, we thank you for your enduring grace and mercy. Please show extra favor to those who are called by your name, who are ill among us. May they experience joy in their suffering while they anticipate their healing. We lift up our loved ones in need of salvation. We pray for the hostages left in Afghanistan, and we pray for America and our president that he will come to his senses as we ask you, give courage and bestow peace to our honest leaders that do your will. We ask all this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, believe it or not, Biden's poll numbers continue to drop.
They are, especially since we still have, well, no one knows for sure how many, but Americans and their SIVs that helped them, they're still left in Afghanistan. Nor do we know really how many have been killed.
A few at a time have escaped with the help of private groups.
Yes, but I also heard that now the Biden administration forbids them to fly over Afghan airspace, and there is no longer any air traffic controllers.
What?
Yeah. I guess they don't want to make the Taliban mad. You know, some have been able to sneak out, though, through the northern border on land into Tajikistan, but it's certainly not easy.
Boy, what a heartbreaking, terrible mess.
I'm sure many never knew just how very wicked Biden would turn out to be. And now he's heavily pushing mandates on companies to inoculate all employees. And that fact is well documented in their $3.5 trillion Green New Deal bill.
A lot of very bad stuff in there, I bet.
Well, like 2,500 pages, and therefore mostly unread by Congress, which includes scores of socialist programs. And the Dems refuse to separate the $1.5 trillion infrastructure bill, which, by the way, truth be told, is only about 10% for real infrastructure. But they won't unless they can get the 3.5 with it.
So it's all or nothing, as in bribery.
Yes, it is. But they know they have to bring the cost down now, thanks to just two Democrats standing with Republicans, Senators Manchin and Sinema. And just some other news items are inside this bill is that they want to continue with open borders, free community college for all illegals, $5 billion for electric cars for federal government, because they want to get rid of all fossil fuels. So to make you buy electric cars who require special silicon chips, mostly made, guess where?
China.
Mm-hmm. And China already is the top producer of electric cars to be sold to American manufacturers, who will then raise the cost significantly.
And they will be so expensive that only the rich elite can't afford them.
Exactly. Therefore, the middle class, that might be the poor class by then, they can't pay for one. Therefore, people will live and work in the cities, keeping people more compact and better controlled.
Just like socialism demands.
Mm-hmm. That is the major reason they don't want fossil fuels. So we can't travel, unless you are rich.
Very rich.
They just use the environment as an excuse. And this week's oil spill in the Pacific is another crisis they will not let go to waste.
Yes, they will highly take advantage of that for sure.
So here's some more wasteful spending in this bill. $15 million for resource centers for older people with gender identity issues.
That's crazy.
You know. And $3 billion for tree equity and $25 million for bias training and $4 million for distance learning.
Oh,
and $79 billion with a B to increase the IRS tax enforcers to watch over us so to be sure we pay all our taxes, as well as making the banks red flag anyone who either receives or pays out $600 or more. And of course, that soon means using digitized money, which we also surmise from scripture has to happen in a new world order.
A cashless society.
Mm-hmm. Us born again believers, we just watch in amazement as biblical prophecy is rapidly taking shape. And the Pope is preparing to usher in the one world religion at his upcoming UN climate change conference.
That begins on Halloween of all nights.
Very fitting and very planned. And of course, taxes go up, and way too much to mention tonight, for it is, again, a foot-thick spending spree. But know this, because it's important. Everyone is saying they will have to cut it down to, say, $2 trillion.
Make everyone happy and compromise.
But regardless, if they do, it won't be to cut out much of the pork. It will just be to lessen the years it's effective. The programs will mostly all stay. For example, the free college for immigrants might read for 10 years, in which they'll just cut it to 5. In other words, save the program, just cut the time. It's called the sunset clause.
Still, everyone knows once a program is in place, it is seldom stopped.
Right. With proper lobbying negotiations, most programs, once implemented, is continued, sometimes forever. Meanwhile, these socialistic programs would begin immediately. We need to be praying it isn't passed, even if they do lower the cost for the reasons we just gave. For it would be like throwing gasoline on the fire of inflation.
That we are seeing is already sparking.
And then there are Biden's vaccine mandates, which is diabolical. And we have a lot to say about that. But first, honey, please tell our listeners how they can connect with us.
Okay, you can send your end time question by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. If you appreciate this type of teachings, please consider a love offering to help with our expenses and to keep us on the air, and we'll add you to our newsletter mailing. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net.
Okay. By the way, have you seen the latest T-shirt and what it says?
Yes, it says, think while it is still legal.
Yeah. Oh, thinking might still be legal, but expressing truthful conclusions from your thinking can have some dire consequences, as in Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, who only asked for accountability from his commanding officers over the Afghan withdrawal and was put in the brig, and he still remains in jail.
And will lose his pension after 17 years in the military.
And you know who else will lose their pension in the military? Any serviceman who declines the shot will be given a dishonorable discharge, even in the Navy SEALs.
You know, we're on the verge of losing some real good thinking soldiers.
Marxism calls for obedient slaves who ask no questions, and not just in the military. It will affect everyone, as in good teachers, healthcare workers, except the elite who will have private tutors and the best high-priced doctors. Only the best in a Marxism government. All these vaccine mandates and yet the thousands of illegals coming into our country are not required to get the shot. Most aren't even being tested.
Yeah, well, because there are just too many.
Yes, but also they want COVID to get worse. And that would be to justify lockdowns and mail-in voting, so easier to cheat and keep the Democrats in office. They incentivize the refugees with free health care and free money. Eventually, a low-paying job, as in slave labor for cheap wages, but they'll still be happy just to work.
And we'll vote Democrat.
Why do you think we won't take any more Cubans?
Because they vote for Republicans.
Correct, as we see in Florida. Anyhow, every day I see more data on how dangerous these inoculations are, with many deaths going unreported, because if one has a severe reaction or even death, well, they report it as being unvaccinated if you only had one shot or if it was in within 14 days.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They just say the shot hadn't taken effect, therefore they got COVID. Too bad they didn't get the shot sooner.
When it's the shots that are causing the COVID and deaths.
That's really true. Even their own CDC VAERS web data admits to thousands dying soon after being injected. But they say the small number of deaths is worth the risk. But honestly, we are not talking small. It's just very unreported. A recent study of Medicare patients done by CMS, which is a government agency, say there's at least 50,000 seniors who have died soon after getting the shot.
What does CMS stand for?
Oh, it's on that paper right next to your hand there.
Oh, got it. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Right. Oh, and what does the Pope say? Even though it is known that the vaccines contain stem cell lines from aborted babies.
Well, he said months ago, that's okay.
Well, now he said he will withhold anyone's pay in the Vatican that does not get the jab. And no religious exemptions for you. It's simply outrageous.
Are you surprised?
Of course not.
And the latest COVID data coming out of Israel also confirms what we've been saying.
Yes, Israelis were mandated to take the shots. And after Israel struck a lucrative deal with Pfizer at the end of 2020, somewhere in there. Essentially, a giant experimental study group. Therefore, nearly everyone was fully vaccinated by February 2021.
There are some ultra-Orthodox holdouts.
Yes, the thinkers. But otherwise, everybody in Israel banded together taking the two doses. But by early summer, Israel health officials determined the vaccine must have worn off. They suddenly saw skyrocketing numbers of cases, even after they'd hit this so-called herd immunity threshold of 70%. At first, it did look as though the vaccines might at least be protecting against the more severe symptoms. But then, as time went on, the hospital started to fill up with fully vaccinated people, and more of them becoming very severe, to the point where the majority of their cases in the hospitals and in the ICU and those dying were fully vaccinated people.
And by the way, it's not just Israel. Also, Iceland and Chile.
Oh, yeah, many places like the Seychelles, in Uruguay, and like you said, there's a lot. So bottom line, the vaccine was not stopping the spread, but it did seem to keep people out of the hospital for a while. But then Israel admitted the vaccine must be wearing off.
So they would need a third shot.
Well, if they wanted to participate in society.
So again, mandatory for any freedom.
Shame on Israel to make a deal with Pfizer to be their guinea pigs. But still again, the third shot seemed to work for a while. But now cases are rising once again.
Ah, perhaps a fourth shot will be mandated.
Well, it's never ending. More nanoparticles equals better surveillance. They want to turn our bodies into computer software while ruining our natural God-given immune system. And when another little beast of a different pandemic arrives, and it will, the immune system will be compromised a lot.
Then many deaths will occur.
Another foreshadow of Revelation 6, verse 8.
Or we'll be gone before that happens.
Well, I'm into that. And since we had a recent question about the beasts in this verse, now might be a good time to read Revelation 6, verse 8, and to comment, and we will comment on the opening of this fourth seal, where John envisions the pale horse.
Okay, so I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth.
Okay, first of all, the Greek word for beast is Therion, number 2342. Some translations say wild beasts, and maybe that is, except if it were to mean wild beasts, the Greek word would have been Therion Macho, as in macho, number 2341. What's interesting to note is that in the Greek lexicon, which defines a word more in context than the Strong's, says a little beast, which to me, in these days of increased knowledge, could very well mean microscopic, a word not known in the first century, nor virus, germs, or bacteria, etc.
So, kind of like a bioweapon.
Very likely. And these injections are really being pushed hard from what I see from some very evil people.
Well, diabolical is a good word.
It is. And I just saw on Sunday that already in Louisiana, their primary major health insurance company there, which is called Ochsner Health, now says by January, all unvaccinated under the company's health program will pay an extra $100 each paycheck. And if your spouse is unvaccinated, they will be dropped. And by the way, that means fully vaccinated, which means three shots by next year.
I'm sure other insurance companies will follow.
Especially those with Democratic CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
We also had another question slash comment about the rider on the white horse, who we know is the Antichrist. And we have said in the past, you know, the Pope wears white and rides on a white Popemobile that runs on horsepower. Anyhow, this question asks if we might agree that since the Antichrist carries a bow, he obviously has arrows with it, perhaps with poisoned tips representing a type of the shots injected into our arms, sometimes causing death.
Sounds like a possibility.
Yeah, it does. Because upon reading Revelation 18:23, it summarizes the consequences of their evil deeds with the destruction of Mystery Babylon the Great. How about reading that?
Okay, Revelation 18:23. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore, and the voice of bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorcery all the nations were deceived.
Okay, here's how I translate that according to the Greek. There'll be no more joy. You bought from the great men of the earth, a.k.a. Big Pharma, and we know it's Big Pharma because it then tells us that by your pharmakia, which is the Greek word for sorcery, and that's because witchcraft use many magic potions, the people are deceived. And what does Jesus say in Matthew 24? And he tells us it's the first sign to look for regarding his return.
Deception.
Mm-hmm. My friends, the nations are truly being deceived today.
Yep, no doubt about that.
And still another deception is about how the left is telling us if we don't raise the debt ceiling, we will default on our debt. Not true. We own the printing press that prints the money. And since we issued our debt in our own currency, we can pay the debt. Where other countries have a problem is where their debt is not in their own currency. Therefore, they can't print the money. Besides, we still have lots of revenue coming in from taxes. Well, at least right now. The left has in their agenda to raise the debt ceiling so they can spend more money. Not raising the debt ceiling means they must stay within a budget. Needless to say, therefore, the GOP is in no hurry for that to happen, with the approximate $5 trillion the Dems want to spend. And a question came in about those on Social Security. Will we still get it if they do not raise the debt ceiling? Yes. Although they try to scare you, the 14th Amendment guarantees Social Security and pensions get paid first, and they cannot tie any restrictions like mandated vaccinations to it, at least not legally. Okay, just a few minutes left, but I must mention that we are dealing with a huge cargo ship problem causing the global supply chain to be in chaos, taking forever for ships to dock for lack of workers from those getting paid to stay home, and COVID outbreaks. Then, when a ship finally does dock, there's not enough truck drivers to transport in a timely manner. This, of course, will add to our already rising inflation. Another reason we should make and buy everything in America. Of course, even then, we still need our precious long-haul truckers, of which my father was many moons ago. Also, we see that China is threatening Taiwan. What will the compromise Biden do about that? After all, Taiwan is our ally. And then Facebook was under fire today. Whistleblower says they take profit over safety. And she has a lot of proof of that. No surprise. Anyway, I do want to leave you with a little bit of good news. Egypt Air began last Sunday flying into Tel Aviv and will 4 times each week. First time ever. They also have an embassy there in Israel since 1980. And Israel just in June opened their embassy in the UAE, first time ever. You know, since the Abraham Accords, thanks to President Trump, many Arab countries are getting along smoothly with Israel. And that's always a good thing. And one more thing, archaeologists think they found where Noah's Ark landed. They have a very good outline of the Ark embedded in the mountains of Turkey that match the dimensions in the Bible, confirming once again the authenticity of Scripture. Don't you just love your Bible? Well, anyway, I have to ask you, are you really saved? Are you the bride of Christ? Is Yeshua Lord over your life? You know, Luke 21 says that you can escape what's coming with a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner, repent, and invite him in to have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. Because if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is, because there's no in between. Those of you who are lukewarm, get your act together now. Tithe your time in God's word. You need it for discernment and power over demons who surround you. Want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing, number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu, Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, they're going to prosper in many different ways. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. So, tell someone about Jesus. Have a good week, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.